Welcome back to the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. I'm your host, Cameron Wilkaitis. Thank you for tuning in. We've got a great episode for you today. We're going to check in on the sports season for some updates and then go into some detail about the recent Pumpkin to Light groundbreaking ceremony and how that came together. You don't want to miss this, so stick around and enjoy the pod. We are more than halfway through September now, which means the fall sports season has officially kicked off. Teams are really getting into the swing of things, so let's just get straight down to business. Both Foran and Law are 2-0 to start the football season. Foran won an overtime barn burner in their season opener, getting the edge over Weston 43-41, and they followed that up with a dominant 35-7 showing over Lyman Hall. They'll look to keep the winning streak alive with a win over East Catholic this Saturday at noon and advance to 3-0 in the season. Law has the same ambition on their mind as well with a 2-0 start of their own. They haven't taken their foot off the gas one bit after shutting out their first two opponents 46-0 and 48-0 with wins over Bethel and Bassac. That's a combined 94 points to zero on the season, and they'll look to keep rolling going into their first home game of the year against East Lyme Friday at 7 p.m. This is the first time since 2008 that both teams have started the season 2-0. You definitely want to make sure you get to a game this year. In other sporting news, Foran's girls soccer team is 3-1 on the season. After dropping their home opener to Sacred Heart Academy, they've now won three straight games with wins over Hamden, Brantford, and North Haven. They'll look to make that 4-0 with a win over Guilford next. The 33rd annual Robert M. Neubauer Invitational took place September 14th with both Foran and Law's cross-country teams there competing. Liam Fettigan took first place in the meet in a strong showing to represent the lawmen. It's an impressive feat for an event that hosted eight different teams, so nicely done, Liam. And last but not least, to conclude this segment, Jonathan Law's girls volleyball team is an impressive 4-0 now to start the year after taking down Brookfield, Hand, Hamden, and East Haven. They'll look to extend that streak to 5 with a win over Guilford in their next outing. That's all the latest sporting news we have today as this segment is coming to a close, but stick around to hear about the recent Pumpkin to Light groundbreaking ceremony that has everybody excited for what's to come. Pumpkin to Light Elementary School recently had a groundbreaking ceremony in honor of the renovations that are going to be taking place soon at their school. It was a fantastic evening with perfect weather as parents, students, and staff all gathered together as we got to hear opening remarks from Principal Sherrod McNeil, followed by a Pledge of Allegiance and performance of My Country, 'Tis of Thee from the students of music teacher Mike Testa. Multiple members who played a crucial role in the contribution of this project then got their chance to say a few words and give speeches before finally taking an official groundbreaking photo. The district is very excited about this $16 million project that'll help totally transform the school for the better and create a perfect environment for the kids' self-growth and eagerness to learn. The renovations will feature a new multi-purpose room, which will serve as both a gym and cafeteria, a new kitchen area with storage space, and also a new science classroom. The current multi-purpose room will become the new media center, and the former media center will be converted into bathrooms. On top of all that, there will be a new secured vestibule system with a greeter station as well. Officials expect this project to take 16 to 18 months and be completed by the fall of 2024. I got the chance to speak with multiple key figures who played a pivotal role in making this project happen. Let's hear from Pumpkin to Light's very own Principal Sherrod McNeil and some of his students first. As a figure in a position of leadership here at Pumpkin to Light, how do you envision yourself steering the ship with a school full of kids throughout the process?
Ooh, that's a good question, Cam. Here at Pumpkin to Light, I envision every day to be business as usual. And, you know, yes, there's going to be some initial excitement with the construction taking place during school hours. But we're pretty resilient here at PDS. You know, our focus has and always will continue to be on teaching and learning. So we're going to be good. We're excited.
As a veteran educator, you've seen a great deal of change over your career, and this project includes many cutting-edge advancements. Which components are you most excited about being implemented?
Whew. I mean, we're pretty excited about all the facets of this project. The feedback that we received from our students and staff regarding the construction, It sounds like their favorite part is going to be the internal courtyard. I think that area really opens up a ton of possibilities for unique learning experiences outdoors.
What do you think the kids will like the most about these additions being put into place?
They're pretty split, Cam. You know, we talked to the students, they're very excited. We showed them, you know, architectural blueprints of what it's gonna look like. I say it's an even split between the gymnasium and the media center. You know? So, 50-50.
For me, honestly, the changes, I'm very excited for Drew and Adria because they're gonna get to experience the courtyard and the gymnasium and the media center, which is, they're all gonna look amazing. But for me, if I was there, since I'm an athlete, probably the gymnasium because it looks amazing and it's gonna be so much bigger.
For me, my favorite is the gym and the media center.
My favorite is about the gym and the art in the basketball game too.
For me, I'm looking forward to the gym, media center, art, and the homeroom classes.
It's great to hear students and faculty are looking forward to the changes that are coming. Now let's hear what Superintendent Dr. Kutaya and Board Chair Member Sue Glennon had to say about the process of making these changes possible. As our district leader, what was the most instrumental part of the process in making this happen here today?
I really believe that the part of the process that made this happen is the coming together of multiple stakeholders to believe in a common dream and vision for our young people at Pumpkin Delight. It takes so many individuals to lift the planning, the trajectory of where we're going, and making it happen in the end. That I think that was at the heart of realizing the dream this evening, particularly to break ground, but even more so in a couple years as we open the doors to our new building.
What stands out to you about the changes being made and what impact do you think they'll have on the school in the future?
I think the changes that are being made provide our young people with a modernized physical environment that will match the teaching and learning aspirations that we have for our young people and staff. That we're really trying to ensure that our young people leave our school buildings with a preparedness in fulfilling their dreams as far as career and college readiness. And so I believe that the new space at Pumpkin will actually match what we're trying to do with modern teaching and learning practices and will meet student needs that exist in 2022 and beyond.
As a parent with children who went through the Milford Public Schools, what does this mean to you?
What does this mean? I think, so the Pumpkin Delight space was always one of my favorites because of the natural light and the windows. And I think, you know, natural light is really important for everyone's well-being. So I just really want both our staff and our young people to have a comfortable and inviting space that they can make their own and be proud of, and a space that reflects the 21st century teaching and learning needs, which are vastly different from when my kids actually went to school. So I just, you know, we want them to be happy and comfortable in their the environment that they're learning in. So that's what it means to me.
When you take into account the great things we can accomplish through the power of partnership and working together, what is a message you would like to send to the community?
Well, I cannot underscore enough the importance of partnership. So as a parent with three children that went through Milford Public Schools, I was an active member of the parent group, and I actually continue my memberships today at several schools. And I saw the positive effect that that involvement had, not just on my own kids, but on the entire entire school and all of the young children that were in the school at the time. So parents and other caregivers, our elected officials, the community agencies, they all offer tremendous collaboration and support to Milford Public Schools, which shows that our young, which shows our young people that we care about them, and that they are valued and important. And that really, that goes a long way with helping their academic success and their success in school. Because after all, these kids are our future. So we want to make sure that we are supporting them and their needs.
Last but certainly not least, I got the chance to check in with our Director of Facilities, Pat Bradbury, and Chief Operations Officer, Jim Riccitelli, about this project. Here's what they had to say. As Director of Facilities, over the years, you've worked on hundreds of projects of this magnitude. How does the scope of this one compare?
This project gives Pumpkin Delight the opportunity to stay at the forefront of academic excellence. Upgrades to Pumpkin Delight will improve the mechanical infrastructure for comfort and sustainability, and add the security appropriate for the current environment.
What relationships have you had throughout the course of this project, and how important are they when pursuing a project like this?
Well, it's a huge project, so it's $17.5 million that we're gonna be spending on it, so we wanna get it right. And throughout the course of from the beginning, you know, working with the Board of Finance, the Board of Aldermen, the mayor, and all the city agencies, you have to have good relations with them, which is good on that end. And then working with the teachers, Mr. McNeil, and the parents to see what they want and what they think is important in this addition that we're going to do. You know, those relationships have been really important so that we get this project right.
That's a wrap for today. Make sure to tune in for our upcoming episode when we discuss the Foreign Planetarium ribbon cutting ceremony coming soon and more news from throughout the district. Thank you for listening and see you next time.